Hey guys, okay. You guys might be wondering what this stupid show is about. You would have checked it out for the first time. Actually, this is my first one. But come on. When all of you are getting ready or are in the shower or, you know, just doing stuff you don't want to or bored out of your mind, you start thinking, don't you? Even me. But I have the silliest thoughts that come across. Have you like, you know, thought about your dreams again and again? Have you thought about those embarrassing things you've done in front of your crush and regret badly? And you're really depressed. Well, I'm here to make you not depressed. Well, you know, people would say, think about happy things, think about a happy place. You know, they actually do work. Think about your best friend, think about how she might make you feel if she were here, right? And I will also tell you some embarrassing stuff I've done in front of my crush or with him. Okay, not in that meaning, you guys. Okay, so there's this one time that there's this rumor that spread that people kept saying that I was crushing on him bad, that I was a whore, that I would just come on. I don't know what it was about, but it was really bad and I didn't like it. So to prove myself right, to prove them wrong, I went out to him and I was like, dude, I don't do this. I don't actually have a crush on you and all that stuff. And he's like, okay, whatever. And I just couldn't take it, so I sent him this long-ass text. And the next day, I hear people saying that he thinks I'm scary. And I'm like, why am I scary? And then I ask him, and he says, because he's saying long texts. Guys, big piece of advice. Never send long texts to your crush. It will be really embarrassing when you realize what you've written later. You might be drunk, you might be out of your mind, you might be sad, depressed, too happy, or too excited to share stuff. But don't do it with your crush, man. That's the wrong thing to do. Maybe you should go tell your best friend first, or your dad or your mom first, whoever listens to you. Actually, you can call me and you can tell me too, because I'm more than happy to listen to you guys. You guys are great, right? So I'm hoping I made a difference, but this is just not about talking, okay? I may write a new song, and I may sing it out to you guys, and you guys should reply. I mean, you guys should tell me how it is, right? I need to know. So, if you guys have any weird, stupid things you've done that you want to share with someone, and you know what? I'm right here. And not too weird for us, get yourself a candy bar, get yourself a tub of ice cream. You know, it always helps. A tub of ice creams is a girl's best friend when they are depressed. Guys, that's true. That's not false. That's not just what people say, not in movies and serials and TV shows. It's actually true. You guys, what's your favorite show? Gossip Girl, Riverdale, whatever it is. And mind you, don't finish the ice cream tub. You're gonna get in a lot of trouble later. Trust me on that. And okay, so I was just writing one of a new chapters in my book that I'm planning to publish. Okay, so and then I was writing in this in the public library, and this guy comes up to me and he goes like, What can I call you other than beautiful? It was so creepy. I got really freaked out and I was just like, what can I call you other than lame and, well, creepy? Okay, that was not that funny. I know I'm being lame, but come on, guys. This is the start. If you guys start listening to me, make sure you call me on this number, listening carefully, 9880-862-612. 9880-862-612. If you're an out-of-country caller, better make sure that you add 080 or plus 91, okay? You guys, I love you.